Good. Okay, just a technical point. Last year, the packets were split into two. There was Aleph, which covered Bishul and Beis, which covered Shin Chazara. That was really an anomaly. Really, we always like to combine into one because they are related. So it was recombined this year. The reason that I mentioned that is that these packets were only available, I think, as of Tuesday. Some of you might have picked up the older packets earlier. So if the packet that you have in your possession now says Bishul Aleph, so that's the older packet. It's basically the same, but there are some page numbers that were changed. So it would be a good idea to pick up the new one. My hands only carry so many and they're pretty heavy, so it could be that not everyone got, but if you didn't, so please pick it up at the earliest opportunity at the office. I'll try to bring more next week. And other than that, let's walk her up. Oh, and the Make a Mayor test is this Monday. It's the official date. Many have already come over to me privately saying they couldn't take it that day. We'll try to work with you. And the way we'll do it we'll try to allow students to take it all day because everyone has their own schedule. I will appoint the shliach to be the distributor of the test in the morning in the main Beit Medrash. I didn't get the shliach yet, so I'll send out an email as to who that shliach is. We'll try to both sign. And in the afternoon, after 3, they can get it from me. So again, Monday, if you haven't already taken the test, you'd like to take 10. In the morning, you can get it from the appointed representative, whose name will be identified by email. And after 3, come to me. And if you somehow miss everyone, then go to our ground. But try to get it from the appointed student, so you don't have to fill out.
I want to thank Rabbi Haber Shalitha for his constant help in preparing for this shiurim. The Ma'amakomas have been once again updated. This series of shiurim, which will begin today, out of the Shemaya, a total of 6 shiurim, and they're really 2 basic topics. So there's Shnayim Shem Achas, or Achas Shem Shnayim. It's the topic of Bishul proper, Bishul being one of the Lama Tatamas Malachas. And then there's the special Zeris of Bishul, which we'll discuss in the second part. In Shas Bavli, you know, Shas Bavli doesn't always go in the order that we sometimes would think of. In Shas Bavli in Perakira, which those who are learning B'Iyun, I'm sure are learning Perakira, so it's really Fakeret. The first few blots are more focused on the Zeros Bishul, what we call the Shehiyah, the Hachzara, the Hanocha. That's the beginning of the Perak. And a little bit later on, they start talking about the Avalach of Bishul. But we're going to go in the logical order, which is discuss the Av Malacha first, and then get to the Gzeres. In the Makoros sheets, just at the very beginning, again, thank Rabbi Haver for compiling these sheets. As you see, the first sheet says Bishul, has, you know, a few divisions in it. In the text part, this was called Shia V'Avzar. So I'd like to discuss today a little bit. I would like, if I could, to finish this, talk to figure out where we're going to finish the first part of this Bishul. And then it begins with a Mishnah on Kuf Mem Hei Amid Beis, which is the fundamental principle known as Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, let's see, 4D. Okay, Kol Shabbat, the Mishnah, Kol Shabbat B'chamim Erev Shabbos, Shorin also b'chamin b'Shabbos, which means basically in Bishul Achar Bishul. If it was cooked before Shabbos, so there's no problem because ain Bishul Achar Bishul, it's cooked already. That's how the Mishnah begins. The famous Mishnah of ain Bishul Achar Bishul is found here. The Rambam quotes it, not surprisingly. Okay, again, there's so many pages here, but I try to find them. The Rambam is found on page 58. Okay. Hamavashal ala ur, Dover Shahoya Bavushal called Sarko. Oh, Dover Shena Sarko Bishal Klau. Potter, the bracketed line, the last line of Halacha Gimel, and Perek Tes in the Rambam. So, of course, the Gemara. Fine. But the Rambam is a Chiddush. You know, the Rambam sneaks in Chiddush when no one's looking. Rambam says, Dover Shena Bavushal called Sarko. He didn't find that in the mission. Well, it's not a perish in the Mishnah. If you look at the Magad Mishnah on the side, V'da'at HaRash V'zal, V'tas Me'em HaFarashim, Shekoshin is Vashel K'machol Ben Drusoy. Oh, our first new term. Machol Ben Drusoy is a term found very often in the sugis. As a matter of fact, in the opening sugis that we may have seen in Parakira, which talks about the issue of Achzara and Shia, that's where it's found the first time in the Parak. Nothing to do with the actual halacha of Bishul proper. Time wasn't allowed to go into all the intricacies of whether there really is a connection between the two textually or even conceptually. But for the moment, suffice it to say, Hakamacha ben Gosoi is a well-known shir in Hilchos Bishul. What does it mean, Kamacha ben Gosoi? So the Rambam has over here, for example, in Halacha Hey, which is page 58a, there it says that if a person cooks something, in the special kulo chati bishul chayav. According to the Rambam, Macha ben Gosoi is chati bishul, and the source for the Verita Gemara Mesechta Menachos, Daf Nun Zayin, that's the source that the Rambam has. So in order to be chayav and Shabbos, you have to cook a raw food, Kemacha ben Gosoi, which he calls chati bishul, some say shlish bishul, especially how you measure it. Pasha Pshat measured it in time. We don't have any softness gauge. You know, how do you measure qualitatively? How do you measure what's half cooked? They measure it in time, the post can say. It takes 3 hours to cook something, so according to Rami, in an hour and a half, and according to Rashi, in an hour, shlish bishul. Okay, that's what some of the Mefarshim suggest. Since that's the chiyuv, so it's clear, everyone agrees, if you cook an item, chati bishulo, you chayav b'shav. The chiyuv of the Rashi is that once you cook the chati bishulo on Friday, and now I cook it again on Shabbos, even though I've increased the cooking dramatically. So now it's half cooked, now it's fully cooked. Potter, maybe even mutter. Tata Rajba, Koshin is Basha Kamacha Ben Gosoi, Shuv Ein Bo Mishim Chiyuv Bishul Dvar Torah. When we call Mekha Bu'ur Mamish Otzer, that's Chazar. But Al Bishul, Pashup Shatnik in the Rajba, as the Magad Mishnah quotes. There's no Easter at all. Ein Bishul Acha Bishul begins from the moment that it reaches Kamacha Ben Gosoi. What's the machlokus in the Rambam and the Rashba? So we could suggest the shaila is this famous principle of ein bishul acha bishul, is it a matter of fact or is it a matter of law? Is it a matter of fact that the Rambam shita ein bishul acha bishul? Of course, you didn't accomplish anything. It's already cooked. When we say in America, you can't kill a dead dog, right? So you can't cook a cooked chicken. So what was it? It's already cooked. Oh, medram amurim. It's fully cooked, nothing to add. But if it's only half cooked, what do you mean? I'm adding the second half. So according to Rabbi Chaim, it's all right. According to Shitas HaRashba, the Rashba holds no. Ein bishul acha bishul is a matter of law. That if there was a halachic bishul process which took place with this food earlier, so now there's no way for me to be chayav a second time in the same food. Every piece of food, you cannot be chayav twice. So if you chayav once on this food, actually, you don't have to be chayav once. You did an action which you had one done on Shabbos would have been mechayev. I did it on Friday, but since there was an act of bishul which would be insufficient to be mechayev someone on Shabbos already been done to this particular food item, no way to mechayev a second time. That's the pashup shot in this dispute. Interestingly, the Rambam, when he quotes this, he has a whole bunch of halachas in the halacha gimel, but this is, you know, chayev potter. Here he says all kinds of pturim. Told us Chameis is his potter, then he has Chameis Tveri is potter. But these two, the last two, he doesn't say potter, it's only one potter for both of them. What are they? Dovah she'ubushal kol tzarko, o Dovah she'ena tzarko bishul klal. Why those two in the same breath? If you're having so many, you already had to have potter, and then potter, and then potter, so I have four times potter. Once you have three, so the answer is, the Rambam implies that these two are the same halacha, same din, not two separate din. Not two separate dinim. It's one and the same, is you're not accomplishing much. So in the case of Mavushal Kol Tzarko, same Bishul Acha Bishul, and so too, someone who's Mavashal Dava She'enot Tzarko Bishul Klal is also potter for the same reason. The same reason. Because what did you achieve? It's Enot Tzarko Bishul Klal. You didn't really accomplish much. So therefore you would be potter. Huh? This is Shita Sarama the way we understand it. We understand. So my clock is how to read the Rambam. Take a look in the Shar HaTziyun. Let's see if we can find this one. The Shar HaTziyun can be found on page 90. Ooh, all over the place. Hine Rambam. It's circled on the bottom. Perek Tesla of a Gimel Kosov that is Vaham of Vaham Davash and is Vishal called Sarko, which is a typical Vishal Klau, Potter. U Poshal of the Azayda, says the Mishnah Brewer, the Hainu Davash Eno Mishtabea Klau al Yedei HaBishal. U Lafuke Peres Vichy Agavna, Shu Mishtabea Chayedei Bishal. Don't think for a moment that the Rambam means that if you cook apples, you'd be Potter. What's the proof? Take that. Tell the Mukher will be Gemara Shabbat Af Nenon Ebeid the Mayim Yesh Omishem Bishol sorry Mayim Gamken Shos also Kshu Chai Kshu Chai sounds like that's a familiar phrase. What do we find this expression in Shas Nechol Chai? Who knows Bishol Akum Bishol Akum. So the Mishnah Berurah is coming Lafuke, he's coming to exclude what some Achronim suggest, the Radvaz and the Rekevitz of Mishnah, that when the Rambam said that if something in the Torah of Mishal Klal, he meant Nechol Chai. They quote the Gemara of Avodah Zarah as the precedent for this Rambam. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's wrong, I bring you the proof from water. Water still in Nechol Chai, and the Mishal Akam has no problem with water. I said that to drink coffee in the various coffee houses. Right? But you see, there's no comparison. Two separate dinim. So if I cook an apple on Shabbos, going to the Mishnah Berurah, you're Chayim and Araisa, and you can eat apple raw, it's better. Cooked apples, baked apples are considered to be better. This is Shita of Mishnah Berurah, this is Shita of Rambam. But there are those who disagree. Umatzatim ben Birkei Yosef, Shemistapik was there. The Tutstav ben Birkei Yosef, on this very point. Okay, so this is the Nekuda. The other side of Birkei Yosef, this is the Radvaz, and it's the Merkavitz HaMishnah. Fine. It's interesting, the Radvaz wanted to bring a riot, he's right, from the Rajba Shita. The Rajba says, we just saw it in the Magen Mishnah, that if it's half cooked, there's no Bishol Acha Bishol. Why? Because it's already half cooked. Kal v'chomer, says the Radvaz. Who is Ben Jusoy? Who is this guy Ben Jusoy anyway? A bandit, right? He's always on the run. I call him the Jesse James of the Talmud. He's always running. So only he can eat it. The other guy wouldn't touch it. It's only half cooked. And still, if I cook it after going to the Rashba, what? You are potter. So, Kal v'chomer, everyone should agree that in the case of Nechol Chai, where everyone would eat it in the world state, anyway, not just crooks and bandits on the run, everyone would eat it. So certainly, Kal v'chomer should certainly be potter in such a case. We saw that's not really a riot. Because according to the way we understood the Rashba, it's not a matter of fact, it's a matter of law. And it should come out that Davash and Nechol Chai should certainly be Chayiv according to the Rashba. Even if it would be brought according to the Rambam, should be Chayiv according to the Rashba. Because you could argue Nechol Chai is already, you know, even if it wasn't cooked, it's as if it's cooked, because everyone can eat it. But according to the Rashba, it's a matter of law that he has a kula, that the Spash Gavach of Endrasoi is no longer to be Chayiv. So the flip side of that is a Chumra, that if it's Nechol Chai, everyone can eat it, but there was no cooking done. It's just an apple can eat b'tema, so it should certainly be chayv according to the Rashba. That's what I thought. Okay, could be an askimina halacha lemaisa in all this in microwaves. It's almost happened in my house. It's almost happened last Shabbos in my house. I'm telling you, I'm talking to 5 days after this almost happened in my house. My wife, you know, when you have apples which are a little not so great, so what do you do with them? Some people just throw them out, but she sliced them up and she made delicious baked apples, you know, when we had it on Friday night. Hot, it was really, it was a delicacy. There was some leftovers, so she wanted to serve it on Shabbos, but she forgot. Hashem, she forgot, because if she was going to serve it, she was going to how she wanted to serve it, why not how? We have a plata, we'll get the plata much later. She's going to put on a plata. According to some puzzles, it's a serious child. Why? Because there's a microwave, according to many puzzles, like Bishul Bechama. Why is it Bishul Bechama? Because there's no heat, there's no fire. You know, there's no fire in your microwave. It's waves, microwaves, like sun waves, right? There's no real actual fire. But some puzzles can equate microwaves to Bishul Bechama. And the Prima Gadim has its Shiloh. Prima Gadim has its unresolved question. What's the din if you have a food which you cooked, here's page 70, food which you cooked on in the sun, and subsequently you want to heat it up on the fire. Is that mutter or osur? So one line on the bottom. Nistapati, bishul b'chamei tveri v'toldos chama, im v'vashal achakach b'chamei ur, im chayef. He's not completely sure. This wasn't his conclusion. V'yerah the potter, the kfon is poel the bishulo, the yavshem mutter the gamer. The prima godim is not the kula, because they have to point the fact that they've already been cooked. But it's a topic. What we should say really, of course, that the Rambam it should be potter, because it's already cooked. You can't cook a cooked apple. But of course, that the Rashba is not so poshut. It really isn't poshut. Because of course, that the Rashba, we said before, ein vishna achav vishna is a matter of law. That once somebody already cooked it and could have been chayav done that on Shabbos, and now there's no, you're not chayav a second time. But if someone cooked it in the sun or in the microwave, presumably it would have been potter. So the person who puts it on the plot, that's heating up for the very first time. Yes?
Okay, so the
Rashba has both. Oh, Baruch Hashem. Nonetheless, it seems to me it probably would be potter, and maybe that's what the people got to really mean. This Paul would be sure that even according to the Rashba, you have to have both. Right? Yeah, if it's absolutely no change to speak of, it's just, you know, there's nothing to talk about. You know, the initial heating was done in the sun or the microwave, and the present heating is done in a plaza, it should still not be involved in the situation of Bishop according to the Rashba. I tend to think you're right. Still, it's horrible. Chochom, the Prima Gadim wasn't completely sure, so I would say it's better to avoid putting something in the microwave on Friday to put it on the plaza on Shabbos. It's interesting, that same Rambam, go back to the Rambam, when he spoke about what is Chayef and what is Potter, just again to remind you on page 58, so he has a few other things there. The Rambam has, it's actually page 58a, Hamatich echad mimine matchis kolshu told us mevashim. When you melt metal, it's told us mevashim. Says the Magen Mishnah. How do we know this? Says the Mefurash Gemara in Yevamos. Mali bishul psila, mali bishul samamonim. It's echoing Shabbos too, but that's actually closer to the Tafti Yevamos. This is by Mises Bezin. Very good. The Egle Tal points out, and this should be another pashut in the context of the Gemara. And there's no way to melt lead on Shabbos without be violating the Yitzur of Bishul. Impossible. Frank Egle Tal, what do you mean? The lead was melted before. I melted it on Friday, then it hardened, I'll melt it again on Shabbos. Say Bishul Acha Bishul. He says, all metal is made that way. It's impossible to make metal that melted. That's the word. What's metal in Hebrew? Mateches. What's the source of mateches? Lahatich, to melt. That's how you make metal, by melting it. So therefore, every single time, how can the Gemara say, why don't they Bishul Acha Bishul? Answer the Egle Tal, when the metal, the molten metal hardens, the first Bishul is history. It's cancelled, it's gone. It happened, but it doesn't, it happened past tense. There's no remnant of it. It's now hard metal, so forget about it. So answers the Egle Tal. So look, Ora, according to the Rambam, it's Miyusha. Like Rambam said, it's a point of fact of God. So, according to the Rashba, right? The Rashba is, one more time. According to the Rambam, we can make the following comment. Sure, it's gone. It's gone in point of fact. We can press the cancel button. It's not here. So it depends on the fact. According to the Rashba, it depends upon the din. Since this person already melted this metal once, he heated it up once, somebody had it done that would have been chayav on Shabbos. So what happened to why are you chayav a second time? Why is it different than a Machal Ben Yusoy or something like that? There was an act of cooking on this metal beforehand. Apparently, if it is batel legamre, the Raja will concede such a case, you would be chayav on Shabbos. The metal is such a case. Fine. Let's turn our attention now to the most practical of all shilas in this context, which is what we'll call Dover Lach. This is the world famous Shaila of Abishalach of Dover Lach. The Mishnah itself you can't tell, because all the examples in the Mishnah are not necessarily liquid. We'll see the Rush on page 6c. last few lines in Siman Yud. Ulemayde parshinon v'losh kalantu v'loshayach bishul v'tavshu v'tavshu ein bishlach ha-bishul. So the question, what do you do with the Gemara and the Flemadalid Sugav Hatzmona? Not bishul at all. Shemi Echata. That's the first sheet in the Rosh. Ain't bishlach ha-bishul even b'davolach. But Rashi, Siman Yud Aleph, big bold letters. The Rashi Pirish Liel there shall ask you there should it stand no sure to that mean of you to have but khila ba or and it's a mamash of shabbat the vaso of shab with a small amaris la madnu cha af the tar should it vaso of the stand and shaykh by bishul why kevan shayesh bo maske and the mishnah kosabo that's of a yovesh go town of goltam which is the gemara talks about in kuf mem hey. He tries to bring riots back and forth, but not going to the riots. So the machlokas in the Rishonim is the yesh bishulach habishul b'davolach, or is there any bishulach habishul b'davolach? So machlokas in Rishonim, a machlok. Fine. What are they fighting about? What are they fighting about? Lich ora, with the following statement. According to the first opinion, that ain bishulach habishul b'davolach, so fundamentally, lach and yavash are really the same. Yeah, you cook chicken, you cook chicken soup. What's the difference? Fundamentally the same. Now, when the chicken cools down, you put it in the refrigerator, we say bishlach b'shabbos. Aye, what do you mean? Before it's cold chicken, now it's hot chicken. Doesn't matter if before it's cold, now it's hot. The chicken, after you put it in the fridge, is still a cooked chicken. You know, it doesn't revert back to a raw chicken. So therefore, so to chicken soup, when you put it in the fridge, doesn't revert back to chicken and water. It's chicken soup. So this is cold chicken soup. Cold chicken, same thing. That's the first day. But Rashi holds no. Rashi seems to say that bishulach habishul davolach, but lach is fundamentally different than dry, than davagush. Why? Because when it comes to a davolach, the definition of cooking is heating. It's heating. Where do you find a precedent for this? Look back on the Rambam again. Again, page 58. Just trying to remember the pages. Page 58 is the Rambam. The very beginning, Perek Tes, Halacha Aleph. He gives you a rundown of what the various chiyuvim are. Take a look. It's the very beginning, Halacha Aleph. Ha'ofet, ha'pas, mevashalas, ha'machal, salamonim, or mechanein es ha'mayim, ha'kol inyon echot. Alright? And he gives there a shiur of each one. What do you see from the Pashup Shad in the Rambam? That Chiyum and Mayim was a separate category. So it's a separate category. If you cook, right? So he doesn't put it the same as Mevashel. Separate category. So it's a separate Mechayim. You could dispute it, this proof by saying the reason why he put it separately is because of the shiur. Shiur Mechayim is a Mayim, is a separate cup. Shiur Mevashel Salamonim. So it could be because of the shiurim. But Pashup Shah really is that there's different categories. And the question that comes to both sides, if this is the base of this shita, of bishlach habishul b'davolach, maybe it should be limited to water. The Rambam says, mechamim es ha-mayim. Maybe water is different. As opposed to chicken soup. Maybe. So as a matter of fact, this possibility, which is distinguished between water and chicken soup, is found in the Prima Garden, I think it's page 62, if I'm not mistaken. Page 62. There we go. 62. As we were the lach, stone, and yesho, mishan, bishal, achabish. She suggests, lechora nira, right there. Dafka mayim v'yayim v'shemen she'nayish po'o bo'olach shakoka. You know, it's water. Oh, you know, wine, oil. What's the difference? Hot or cold? What's the difference in terms of the item itself? Rabbeinu, let me ask you a question. You have in your house yayim mevushel? Yes or no? You have any yayim that's not mevushel? Yes. Can you tell the difference? Mm-hmm. If you look at the bottle, I can't tell the difference. You have water. The water came out of the sink, or the water went into the kettle, because you're very makbar on germs, or maybe we're trying to get rid of the cover part, whatever, so you cooked it up, and you put it back into the refrigerator, you can tell the difference between the two waters. Oil, we don't have, who has oil in the house? Oil is cooked, or, well, who knows? You can't tell the difference. But if you have chicken soup, it sure is different than chicken and water. You take a chicken and throw it into water and have chicken soup, that's not the same thing. So that's what the Prima Gaon is saying, that maybe those who say that it's bishul achar bishul, they only mean it when it comes to wine, water, and oil, when nothing really was accomplished. Like, you heat it up and cool down just like it was before it started. That's what perhaps what he's driving at. Maybe. He says as follows. Since it ain't a machshavo kol kach, it doesn't change it dramatically. The nechel gam ken kach, but it's chai, the same thing. Va'bishul hu achimim! So it's nitzana, yesh v'bishul! Because once it's cooled down, it's ancient history. It's like metal, they get down. Mashenkin, shuman, avas, and bol basar, chicken soup. Sheyeshal echol kiyim, I de bishul. You can't have a cold chicken and cold water, no one's gonna have it. Suaf, nitzana, ain't bol bishul. Because after all, the effects of the initial bishul are still very, very much apparent. But then he says, we steam it to polsk, mashma. Too bad. It was a good try, but no one seems to agree. Stimas HaPoskim is not that way. Poskim includes the Shulchan Aruch. You know, not just Dan Poskim. The Shulchan Aruch, who adopts a stricter view, take a look in Simon Shin Yud Chet Sif Dalet, I think it is. I think so. Sif Dalet. Thing. Where would that be? On the right page. Ooh. Oh, 68 and 69. Okay. Seems to be the right page. Here we are. Sif Dalet. Tavshosh and Esvashah Kol Tzorko. Yesh bo mishum bishul im nitzanein. He's not discussing only what? Water, or wine, or oil. He's saying Tavshil. This is not Stimus HaPoskim. This is a very important Poskim. You know what his name is? Rav Yosef Karo. He wrote the Shulchan Aruch. He's talking about Tavshil. You know, it's a very nice try if he was on it, but it's against the Shulchan Aruch. I mean, there's people who like the Shulchan Aruch. But, you know, we try to, generally speaking, follow the Shulchan Aruch as a rule. Okay. Now, good. What does it mean, gentlemen, in the Tzane? So look at the Mogan Avraham Yud Beis. So the base, Kosa Beis Yosef, Umashmale, the kol shayat so let it fall mikri roseya. Here we go. So there has to be a cutoff point. What is hot and what is cold? So we have a famous cutoff point. Everyone knows the cutoff point is yat so let it fall. That's a famous. You must learn. You learned every day. You know that anything let it in the outside is halachically cold. So that makes that's the most sensible cutoff point over here too. So if it's cooled down, dip beneath yat so let it fall, you would be chayiv. Now who says that aside from the base Joseph, where does it maybe come from? It comes from Rabbeinu Yonah. The Ran quotes Rabbeinu Yonah. Let's find the right page again. The Ran is page 56A, I think. Yes. So Rabbeinu Yonah. Take a look, please. 56A. Rabbeinu Yonah said, Mikshola gedola takachak tasam, terrible thing. What do they do? Take a kumkum shumayim chamin. Take a kettle of hot water. And what happens is their chont is drying up. Tasam is stomach. It happened in those days too. And they mix one into the other. The water shouldn't dry up. Upamim, shechad en yat soletisbo, vechad yat soletisbo. Umispashel zebazer. Vinisu mevashim mishavis. You see a lot of things in this already on this. One line, you see many things. One thing you see is the cut-off point of the Yatzal Eretz Bo. The second thing you see is applied to all Tavshilim. It doesn't only apply to the water. Because there is there. In other words, if the chalon can cook the water, and the water can cook the chalon. So you see clearly that he wasn't distinguishing as the prima donna was. All this comes from the Rabbi Leona, and at least part of the Rabbi Leona is in fact cited in the Shulchan Aruch over here in Siman Shin Yud Ches Siv Dalet. Fine. Any spider in the room? So the two of you got, you're finished. I mean, you are by you for sure. It's yesh bishul acha bishul. What can I do? I can't. Malasot. What can I do? No coolers. Nothing. But you for sure. What about Ashkenaz? Yeah.
What's the Torah said over once we assume not like the prima donna? That you're not even for re-needing. Not
soup. It's a very good question. Rabbi Haver, it's an excellent question. The prima donna was right this tomorrow. Chicken soup is not cold chicken and cold water. One must answer. Kiddush, that when it comes to liquids, the heat plays a more significant role than it does when it comes to solids. And the proof is in the real life. In other words, I'm very accustomed from my youth, it's always the way, on Shabbos morning we have cold chicken. All before the platters, we have cold chicken. Anyone else used to that from a long time? We have cold chicken. I tell you the truth, it's delicious. Cold potato kugel. Yummy! I've done it, mamish, delicious. Now before we had microwaves, it was during the week too. It was a pain in the neck to heat up the stew. Now you stick it there, you know. But the old days, it wasn't worth dirtying a pot and waiting and get. But who has cold chicken soup? Who here eats cold chicken? Nobody. This is the matter again. You see from real life experience that in comes to liquid. The heat plays a more significant role. So once the heat factor goes down, there are those who maintain yesh bishul acha bishul b'davar lach. You can't disregard the heat factor when it comes to liquids, even if they're like chicken soup. However, when it comes to solids, since again the people who have it in the cold fashion, pashtus says we disregard that element, and if it's fully cooked, even though it cooled down, you reheat it, you didn't do anything.
But both the Pshuto, what Rebbe mentioned before, would still be true, that Makab is operating with a two-track principle of bishul. That when it comes to solid, together it's bishul, to make it edible. When it comes to liquid, so you can go both ways.
Perhaps it could be two Makabim, we don't know.
He can either say it's heating it, or it's bishul, because since the soup loses its edibility, so then...
Right, we're going to come to that a little bit this week, and I think leading out of this next, we'll try to flesh that out a little bit more. So, what does the Rambam say before we get to what he meant? Let's get just what he said. What did he say? The Rambam in Siman Shin Yud Ches Sif Tes Vov. That's what the Rambam found. So that's Shin Yud Ches. Sif Tes Vov. Where's that? 77. Thank you. 77. Generally, Shin Yud Ches is a siman about bishul, and Reish Nun Gimel is a siman about the gzeiros. But there's some, you know, bol zev limit al zev. We shall see soon. Sif Tes Vov. Okay. Davashin is Machaba. Davashin is Basha called Sogabu Yovich, Shen Bamarak, Mutlanichot, Nakaregana Madura, Filmanga Shen Yatuanatu, it's Yovich. Ramah, Gilstan and Kvar. Alba Murosayak, I feel it with Davashesh Bamarak, Mutta. Says the Ramah, Kiddish Nifla, Ain Bishlaka Bishla with Davala. Not such a Kiddish, I mean, the first day in the Russia was that way. V.H. Makilin, excuse me. It's all Marasech, I'm sorry. Yesh mekilin loma, the chol she'enon nos no agave yohesh o akira mamesh rak samach lo, afilu nitzdanein mutter. I'm sorry, this is a kula. It's a ha-magid perikov beis. Yesh mekilin says, ein bishlach ha-bishlach ha-davalach. Says the Ramo, for noagu lahokel b'zeh, im lo nitzdanein legamre, uke moshek o safti liel tzim reish nun gil. Those of us who learn Yerodea, remember that the Shach has a phrase you repeat many times in describing the Ramah. Remember that phrase? The Ramah is the one, the Chacham, right? Yodea Pesher Dava. Not that I make compromises. Ramah is the Henry Clay of the halachic process. Always these compromises. But compromises always have to be understood. You know, the extreme view is easy to understand. You know? The Mutta. What kind of pshar is this? Either yesh b'shalach ha-bishul v'lach or ain't b'shalach ha-bishul v'lach. What do you mean it's compromise? Either be like the Mechaber, that's all. Like the Beisar, the Rabbi Yonah say, one that sits beneath Yat HaLezbo, yesh b'shalach ha-bishul v'lach. I understand that shita. You don't want that shita? So then if you ain't b'shalach ha-bishul, what does the son of the Gareth do with anything? Where does it come from? What's it all about? There's a big machlok, a shalom. There's a big machlok as to what is the essential shita of HaRabbeinu Ramah in this context. Big machlok. The first view, which I believe is the correct view after not realizing it for a long time, is the Mogen Avraham, page 26N. Ooh. Do we ever get past Z, Rabbi?
Not this round.
Okay, maybe next round we'll pass Z. Page 26N. It's even underlined. It's coming from Reish Nun Gimel. The context is, if you can't do it yourself, you can't tell the goy to do it either. So the last three narrow lines in the Smogon Avraham, Lama Zayin, Ramah Kosev Stam also Loma Lachem Lohachem, that's the heat of food, the Svila, the Lididan, the Svilon, the also Lachamamobi, the Oraisor, Rabotai, Shatner Ramah, you may not heat up hot foods which cool down completely. Here's the Ramah. He made reference to Reish Nun Gimel. Look over there. The Farish. On the third line in the Ramah. Uvilvad shalom itstanil legamrei. That's the first place where it's found. The truth. That's where it's found. He can't even tell a goy. Because the Nisa's on Isa. So the Bhagavad Gita seems to be learning pshat in this Ramah. That if it's nistanil legamrei, it's also minatara. It's also min haTorah. That's the Pashup Shat. It's hard to imagine anything different. The Mogen Avraham said so. Now, if you look in this context, what's the context over there? The context here, let's take a look a little bit in the Mishnah Berurah. I'm sorry to have to switch gears on you from Mogen Avraham to Mishnah Berurah, but it's important. What page is the Mishnah Berurah here, Reish Nun Gimel? Probably is later on, 1 second. Christian Kimmel. Maybe it's 44, something around there. I'm trying to find it. Let's see if we can find some. Oh. 40. Here we are. Yeah, 44. So 44, no, 43. 43 is where this is found. It's an interesting custom that they used to have. Oh, they pulled a shtick. A shtick. What's the shtick? That they had the goyim heat up the house on Shabbos. That was mutter. It was mutter for the goyim to light the furnace. Why? Because everyone's sick. You know, it was freezing. Amir l'nachi is mutter b'makom choli. Everyone's freezing cold. Europe was a freezing, much more colder than it is in New York City. So mutter tell the goy to, even in New York City in the winter, you're allowed to tell the goy to fix the heat. Because it's b'makom choli. And the b'makom choli, Amir l'nachi is... It's permissible, as we well know. So what happened? Oh, but with the Yidla. Once the guy is already making a fire, heat up the house. So before he puts on making the fire, you know what? Take a little chult on top of it. Let's have a little chult. That's the thousand minutes that the Ramah talks about. That's what it's called over here. Okay. However, that's only when the chult was a little bit warm. But if it's the stan of the gamrei, no. Again, the same principle of the stan of the gamrei is found over here. The top line of Ramah, page 43. If lo nistan kol kach, shadayin ruhi lechol. Still can be had as hot shalom. But I want to have a really hot shalom. So then, you can put it near the town of Beis HaChorev. And then Shivcha makes the fire, and it's great. What will happen if it's cooled off completely? Alright? No. And what about a Yisrael doing it? You know, what about the Yisrael putting the fire to put in the pot near the fire, it says the Mishnah Berurah, Os Kuf, also no. But the Lomar, Lahoshiva Kazaris, Sotana Beis Achoret, oh, I feel it's called him Hesek. No, a Jew can't do it. Why? The Havalek Echonos and the Kadeh Rekha, the Shaesh, the Rishon Potter of Alot. Mashaykh Ba Mule Nakri, the Shari, the Ika Kavanos and the Chama Mabayas, the Shari. Fine. This is what it says. Where, who said so? Kuf Hei, Sharatian, Truma Sadesh. So this Truma Sadesh we have here in Amar Makom. It supports the Saudi, we'll call the paper trail. This Truma Sadesh. Where is the Truma Sadesh? 58B. 58B. This is what they, this shtick they used to pull. Okay? So in Simon Sam above, he has this Yisod. This is the last tag of in Simon Sam above. As the Mishnah Berurah quoted it. Then he had. He has the Nosol and Chosef and Mordechai for a Kama de Shabbos. The Nosol and Zonos of Sneag Nochem be Chosef. The Yodea be Vadesh Yosiani Anochui Oslus for Slephotah. Right? They can you know, you done. Kava the Yodea da Shivcham Avera Sataner. The Vada you can know some as the Vashlo. The Av Malachi. Kamo also. The simple translation of the word Av Malachi with an Issa d'Oraisa. What's Issa d'Oraisa over here? You had hot food which cooled down and you're making it hot. What's Issa d'Oraisa over here? Apparently, the Truma Sadesh is saying, Bishlach HaBishl B'davalach is an Issa d'Oraisa. Av Malachi. Only way out is to say that he didn't mean it. Av Malachi is a figure of speech. Didn't really mean Av Malachi. If that sounds like a big dochak, it's not such a big dochak because the comparison he gives it to the Mordechai who's talking about the Yisrael Chotzer. Now you may notice the Mordechai in Erevin says Elon Rosh Hashanah Bizman Hazeh. So what do you mean Chotzer? So it could mean Amalach Zavdaka. I one could refute the proof, but the simple shot doesn't move from the spot that he holds an Amalach over here, it's an Yisrael d'Orais. That's a Poshup shot. Why it's awesome is d'Orais. Good. Good. Now, why is it mutter in a case of lo nitzana legamri? Why is that mutter? So there was a truma sedeshin on this as well. One second, let's see if we can find it. Why is that mutter? See, quotes over here from the Mordechai. Let's see if we can find it. It's at the beginning, tshuva. Yeroad him on the sky of Chaman Kolkach b'shoah shotziyah samanatana v'evira ha'esh b'tanam Dugmat Machol ben Rusai Ozvan Aishari. He quotes it from the Mordechai. What do you mean Dugmat Machol ben Rusai? This is fully cooked. What are you talking about ben Rusai over here? Here's a pshat about that. Ben Rusai was not such a particular eater. He couldn't afford to be. He was always on the run. Okay. I'm sure in this room there are many particular readers in this room. So I'll tell you one thing for Shalom Bayis. If your wife serves something and it's not exactly the way you want it, eat it anyway. Shalom Bayis on Friday night is Zaycha Kiddush Hayom. Shalom Bayis is the Ika Yisrael, especially Friday night. So therefore, if your wife serves chicken soup and it's not piping hot, you like piping hot with the steam coming out. Ah. Far from it. Your wife is serving the chicken soup. It's, you know, all right. But it's what the poskim will call Nechal Machmas Kami Muso. Means Ben Drusoy was set up for the chicken soup. You know, it's not, you know, as hot as you get it in the fancy restaurant. Ben Drusoy, you should become Ben. When you get married, you become Ben Drusoy when your wife serves that kind of food. Everyone should become a Ben Drusoy here, okay? Shalom Bayis. So that's what it means over here. That's the comparison to Ben Drusoy. That it was really piping hot. Now it cooled down. But Ben Drusoy would eat it. So I would also eat it because my wife served it. Now we want to put it on the Tana Beis Achoret. To get it piping hot, that's mutter. So we see two things in this Truma Sadeshin. Two things. One, that Bishalach HaBishal B'davalach is also B'daraisa. And number two, that the definition of the Tana Legamri means it could be very well above room temperature. But it cannot pass as hot food. The Ganat Tehet is Hatzfu. The Pashas is that it's considered being the Tzana Lagam. Two Chidushim, Chumras and Flows, but both seem to emerge from the Trumas Hadesh and Simen Tzana Lagam, which is, of course, the source of the Rama. Fine. The Lashon of the Mordechai himself, I'm not sure if we have the Mordechai here. I don't know if we have it here. He quotes something, quotes another, the Ruah. But the Mordechai has an expression that if it gets cold and everyone's allowed to do the Avodim, all these Avodim they used to have floating around. So he says, Im Ruyo Sheyoko Belo Chimum Kumacha Badrusoi and Kpeda Vemashachimu Nochi Beshabbos. That's the Lashon of the Mordechai, and that goes, Maimon quotes here as well, says something very similar. They all have the same Lashon. They're all talking the same language. Now, this is the assault. Fine. The Lashon of Royal Lechol Machos Kamimuso can be found in Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Alter Rebbe, Simon Shinitches, Sif Tes. That's the Chor, it's coming from these Rishonim. That's where it's coming from. Again, they're riots back and forth, but we can't quote all the riots. There is a Darkei Moshe, which is illuminating here as well. This is in page 63. There's a little Zion there. Uba'or Zarua Kosa. Where Isi Bebeis Mori Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yitzchak Sirlion Shepomish Miskarim Atcholin Shalahem. They had Cholin too. Uveshavas Kodem Aokom Adlikin Avodim Eish Tamil Zeret. Then she's Chamel Ubeto. Yeshem is Salkin Osam and Osam and Osam Samach Leish. Umafarshim Leheter. Mesh Ein Lachosh Leosam De Bistamach Chamel En Tzat Kodem Layad Soletizbo. If you want to be practical, he tells you how hot it is that bedroom store is needed. Korov Sheyad Soletisbo. Korov Liyad Soletisbo. Ukshem Osif in Lehem Chom Mutter. Sheregan Bishel Ein Bohem. So now what do you mean Ein Bishel Ein Bohem? It means Ein Bishel Achar Bishel. See, Chodesh is the same as the Mordechai and the Ghost, Maimini and the Chumas Adeshim. How do I know it's the same? Because they're all talking the same story. The Avodim did it, Regilim Bachupas. You're talking about Bachupas, Regilim Lassus Kain Avdan. That's the lines in the Ozeruah, five lines later. That same Chupas and Avodim is found in all the sources. The Mordechai, the Ghost, Maimon, the Ghost, they're all talking the same language, the Smag. Obviously, the same fundamental principle. You see, all these Chachmei Ashkenaz seem to have held number one, Abishal Achabishal, the Shalom of Doraisa. And number two, that Nitzan Legari means it's Korobli Asal Letterspoh. We can still be warm. Dugma the Machab Adrusoi. This is what we see. However, this shot is not universally accepted.
Really?
Yeah.
The Trumas Adeshim's comparison to Machab Adrusoi. So he's saying that just like you can cook a salad from Machab Adrusoi, it's called Sarkos, so too you can cook a Korobli Asal Letterspoh and Echol Machab Chaim Muso to.
I don't want to say that necessarily. I'll tell you why. I don't have time to go into that. You can get caught in the steer and the smog that way. The smog may have a steer that way. Maybe even the Ramon. Ramon's not completely clear with this. Ramon doesn't say boo. Rabbi Hamer, by the way, the Ramon's silence, he agrees with the Shulchan Aruch. We didn't see the Shulchan Aruch yet. Rabbi Hamer's 100 steps ahead of all of us. The Shulchan Aruch, when he talks about the principle of Ein Bishel Achar Bishel, the Shulchan Aruch is in Sim. I can't find it. That's my problem. Simon Shin Yud Ches. Let's see, maybe 71 through 83. I'm trying to find this page. Is it Sim Dalit? I think it's the right page. 69. Okay, Rabbi. Yeah, where's that? 69. Bucky, not only in Shas and Shulchan Aruch, but Bucky in the pamphlet as well. Thank you. Okay. Here it is, Beferish, thank you. The Lord is Bashel, call Sarko. I feel this pasuk hamachav ben rusei shayach b'bishul. Zero. The mechana pasuk refers to chumra, and the Rama is conspicuously silent. So how are we going to explain this Rama's show when it comes to lach based on machav ben rusei? But the mechana Rama himself by his son told him to cook for machav ben rusei to what? To call soka with usher. That's the kash of Rabbi Haber. There is a kash. Here's the answer. The answer is that the only time these gedolei rishonim are makel with the comparison to machal ben rusoi is in a case in which it was originally mevushal kol soka. Remember, the soup was originally mevushal kol soka, was piping hot cholin. Then it cooled down, and now you want to put it close to the fire again. So the verb is that cold man that is still above a certain temperature, so that it can be eaten with a shtickle dolchak. So we say the original cooking is still chai v'kayim. That's why it's mutter. Contrast this with the mechaber in the case of Ramos talked about, where it never was above machav ben rusoi, where a machaber like the Rambam shita, the Rashi doesn't even make it into the print over here. Although later posts do quote on the side, but in the mechaber it doesn't even make it. That answers Rabbi Haber's question. I hope I've made it myself clear. Baruch Hashem.
So,
the Torah,
the Machmir,
you
meaning take the fundamental
code of the Torah. Right.
When it drops below,
yes, when it drops below. Machav ben rusoi, although it's above the equivalent of Machav ben rusoi, although it's nikar, yet the physicist, was this ever hot? They'll say, yeah, I put my finger at the room temperature. Avada was hot. But you ask a gourmet, or even not gourmet, ask a plain yid like me. They're going to have this attached chicken soup. Yeah, they don't even touch it.
So it's Ozalei Bishulo.
In effect, Ozalei Bishulo.
Similar to the metal.
Right. Ozalei Bishulo is important to fact. People are not going to want to have it. Even the Ben stories amongst us won't have it. Okay, very good. This is, I believe, after, as I said before, Kotosya Visi Pashati, after years of having what I thought was a different Pashat in the Ramah, I come to realize this based on the classical sources, this seems to be the end. But it's a very big Kiddush because in the recent generations, it's not the conventional wisdom in the Ramah. In the more recent poskim, they have a completely different interpretation of the Ramah. Completely different, completely against everything I said. What's that? The Minchas Kayin, what a classical paper on Bishul B'Shabbos. He assumed that the Ramah held fundamentally Ein Bishul Acha Bishul B'Davalach. He argued fundamentally with Maran Bet Yosef. Of course, we said until now, no. There's no real machlokes in Mechab and Ramo. They all agree Eish Mishal Eish Mishal. They're buying the detail. How far is going to have to go down to be chai? According to the Mechab, is an objective cutoff point. Yes, let us go. And according to the Ramo, no, it has to be edible to people. So if as long as it's, even if it's beneath us, as the word says, good enough, you can still eat it. Fine. But according to these later poskim, the Ramah argues fundamentally with Maram, and the Ramah says, "Ein bishul acha bishul b'davalach." Look, we saw 2 days in the rush. This wouldn't come as a complete surprise. Completely disagrees. Totally disagrees. But what does he say? He says, "You know, if it's the stana legamre, let's throw in a chumrah." Why? So the Minchas Kayin says, why? Shelo yavol lahakol v'chamim. They should be going to make, they're going to make confused. You're going to make mixed up. The Chazanish says that one of two things they do wrong. Is that Chazanish? I don't know if we have Chazanish in our packet or not. I don't remember anymore. If we do, this is it. I guess not. Oh, the Ida quote. Okay. So which one? Page 112 or 114? Let's see if it's those pages. See? I don't know. Yeah, okay. Not exactly what I want, but the Nafka Mina is on page 114. But let me... I don't see it here. I'm not a bucky in this pamphlet. But the Chazanish does say this. I know what he says. That basically, Ein Bishul Acha Bishul B'Davalach, the machlokes is totally cooled off for one of two reasons. Either because you're gonna if you could take cold water, put it on the block. Next thing you know, you'll take cold water from the sink and put it on the block. As opposed to a case where it's somewhat warm, you're not gonna make that mistake. Or it's examined from an illicit hachzara. It's examined because of the last part of this discussion, which we haven't even got started talking about yet. That's what the Chazanish says. It's preceded, as I said to you before, by the Minchas Kohen, succeeded by Rav Moshe, who says exactly the same thing. And in between, even the Mishnah Berurah is mashma a little bit that way. A little bit. Huh?
91.
What's 91? The Chazanish? I have a Mishnah Berurah. Page 91, okay. Page 91. Okay, 91. It's the key. Can't imagine. Wow. The Mishnah Berurah is not completely compelling, but simple read is that way. I find all this unbelievable. How can all these gedolim go against the Magen Avraham without even mentioning his name? I just, in terms of the halachic press, you want to argue, fine, but just because. And they don't mention the Truma Tzedeshin and the Arzurua, and we have the Smag and all this. I don't know where this came from. I don't know. I was convinced of it myself. I just took it on the authority of Gedolei HaTorah. Tzadi test. It's mashma a little bit that way. Here's how compromise it sounds. Alright? He says, Novel Alkal Mona Stan on the Garmin. Zok Mishna Brewer. Aslo Data Machaber Kemish and Stan and Ma'at, the Chamimusa, and Aslo Lettersbo. Shuv Yeshua Mishim Bishal, Kamosh Kasav Niliel. Stan of Ishmael. Haminig the Alkal was there. The Samchim Bazer, Yesh Mekilim. Now what did Yesh Mekilim say? Ain't Bishal Alkal Bishal at all. That's their sheet. And he throws in, called Ma'at on the Stan on the Garmin. If he's holding that, they did the last thing. When are you wrong on the Yesh Mekilim? The Yesh Mekilim 100% wrong. They mean Bechai you and Skila. He's Yesh Mekilim. But if you learn them with the Chazanish and the Minchas Kohen and then the Yesh Mekilim are fundamentally correct, we throw in a little bit of a chumrah. That's a little bit mashma that way. Okay, a little bit mashma that way. Okay. Now, according to the Mechaber, the cutoff point is Yatzal Edesbo. It becomes very critical to know what is Yatzal Edesbo. What is it? Oh, so before I go any further, I had Rabbi Eider, but I don't want to be open to Rabbi Eider Lashov. It was Lo Tisa, Shem Rabbi Eider Lashov, as we have over here. Look what he has over here from Rabbi Moshe. He says, he wants to follow the Shiloh. Example, read the English. The person wants a second cup of hot tea, and there's cold liquid remaining in the cup from the first cup of hot tea, should pour out any accumulation of liquid of the cup. A couple of drops, according to some poskim, he's not required to dry the cup. Why not? It's the Shiloh of Doraisa. He calls a Baram Kotla, was machmor in the Shiloh, was a Maisa Shahoya, someone put from a Klerishin into a cup of tea which had some of the remnants of the previous cup, and Rav Aaron asked the tea, the whole thing. Dover Shiesh no Matirin. Came and move it. Muksa. That was Rav Aaron's tea. Tremendous chumrah. However, Rav Moshe's Mekel. Why? Here's a very pertinent quote. Shemei Etzem Adin ends about the 8th, 9th line. Shemayetim Adin, on page 114, right? The line begins with the words at the 10th line. Ein Bishul Acha Bishul. The Kain Sovin Roba Poskin. So Varelo Shayat LaAchna Betipis. Come on. The Chumah Medirabana Nemo Machle a few drops. So this whole cool about the drops is based on, and he quotes it from the Chazanish. Shemad Hashem Chazanish, which says number Hero 9 further down. Shem hit the last the Sivishin al Shiure Kos Tesh in the Stanim. Tan Meir Adin Kamish Abishav Adavalach. The same business. The Rabbi Chazanish and Rabbi Moshe say the same thing because they hold it to Mikir. There is no problem. But the way we said earlier from the Kadmainim of an Avram Vilamal Bakodesh, going back way back to the early Rishonim. I don't know if it's mutter to do that. Many other Tzirufim, Psikration. Whatever tiruf you want to have, but not so poshut, not at all. The Shabbat Darayt, Chatz Shosim and Atar, Shabbat Darayt, not so simple at all. For both sides, it's not simple. In any event, having said this, my last point for today is if someone can tell me, maybe by some knowledge, yes?
I think Rav Moshe in the Shuva later says that the Ramah holds like the Rambam,
Correct, 100%. That's what Moshe sheet. Rav Moshe, for sure, Chazon Ish, for sure. What do you think about my deek from the Mishnah Berurah? Tzadi Tet. Not compelling, no? Mashma that way. You follow what I'm saying? If he's holding the Chumrah, what do you mean you rely on the Yesh Mekilim? They can call Mizrach Yemayrach. I mean, it could be duck. What they say here, we say there. But that's not a proper, language for a poetic, if that's what he meant. I'm not that way. Shot Mishnah Berurah. But even that's a pellet. But I can just quote the moment I'm wrong. Anyway, who before we leave, I'd like to know how many degrees is Yatzal Eretz? There's one question to answer. What is Yatzal Eretz? Give me an answer.
45
degrees Celsius. Shmir Shabbat Duchos. Perfect. Rav Shlomo Zalman said he had a Raya Berurah from what? A duck? Sheet of a duck, I think. It's a vintage of Shlomo Zalman. Right, he had always rise everything. The sheet of a duck was 45 degrees. So those who said Teres to Grad at a 40 degree mark, which was the original Chumash Yerushalayim, can't be. Now the Teres to Grad, which is 40 Celsius, 104 centigrade, is 104 Fahrenheit. That's a big problem. Because if your son has 140, your little baby has 104 degree temperature, you put your hand on his forehead, that's the lettuce roll. Okay, so some of that, not less than 113. Okay, so let's assume for the moment, Rav Moshe had 110, they were all more or less than this, not even 120. So on the low end, we'll say that it's in the one teen somewhere. That's the low end of the Atzeletus though. Okay, that's very nice. But there's a problem, Rav Otay. For our purposes that we discussed today, the Shir Atzeletus bow is not a Chumrah. Rather, what is it? It is a kula. Because as long as it's Yatzal Eretz Bo, Maran Bet Yosef will allow you to reheat it up to 212. So could we say that 113, Rav Shlomo Zalman would say that we score 45 degrees, that the Yatzal Eretz Bo even the kula? What do you say? Yes or no? No way! Impossible! That opens a new question. I open the floor for suggestions. What is Yatzal Eretz Bo L'chumra on the high end? So if you know if it's this degree, it certainly for sure is Yatzal Eretz Bo.
150.
Do I hear? It's like an auction. Yeah, 150. What are you saying? Who wants to have a... What do you say? 160. Where'd you get that from? Got a good source. Rav Moshe says 160. Rav Moshe is 160. In one place he says 175. Yeah, in one place he has 175. That's wow. I don't know what happened. Maybe I don't know what that means. Maybe he asked Rebbetzin. Rebbetzin, coming from Russia, they also hold on to the hot, the hot cups of tea. So I don't know. Really, 175. That's pretty hot. So let's have an experiment. Okay, Rabbi Sain, I want to end because I don't have to go late, but I try to keep each year within an hour. I try. I don't want to give guarantees. I try. It starts a few minutes late, ends a few minutes late, but I try to keep it more or less than an hour. But they catch me on this thing. It says 62 or some of that. Yeah, 62 minutes. Mm-hmm. There it is. Okay, but what is it? What is Yatzal Eretz Bo? So here's I'll leave you with a question, and then if you could make an experiment about this, what is Yatzal Eretz Bo? Is Yatzal Eretz Bo that I recoil when I'm suddenly confronted with heat? Well, that's okay. If you any physicians, any emergency room physicians in a burn unit, want to tell me what it means? Is it a first degree? Is it a second degree? Is it a third degree? Not so simple. But those who have hatzal experience, maybe can give me that. I'd be happy to hear that. So, A, that's the question about the kreisos shaltinok nichbeisbo. And the question we ask Lenin's bow is it someone who is recoiling from an unexpected contact with something which is hot? Is that the shear? Or is it, no, but I'm trying to keep my hand in it. I'll end with a story. This is a story which you'll remember for a long time. This story takes place many years ago in the Catskill Mountains. Catskill Mountains. There was a chicken slaughterhouse that there were rumors going around that they were, despite them being under a kosher supervision, were getting rid of the feathers from the chickens by putting the chickens into very hot water before they were salted, which is against the state law. State law. So, but they never got caught. No one understood why they never got caught. So finally, one state inspector understood why they never got caught. Because there was a big plant up in the mountain. They had a guard at the front door. So when the state would come, they say, okay, the inspector's here. Oh, the inspector's here. What can they do? It takes a minute till they get there. What can they do already in a minute? They can't change around all the chickens. So they realized what's going on. So once, they came with their pistol drawn. They told the guard, don't move. New York State, Kosher inspector. And they drove up, and they came into the thing. They were caught red-handed. There were chickens in the boiling water. Hot, very hot water. They caught the mashgiach, also red-handed. What are you doing, Tawa? This water's not hot. Not hot? Put your hand in. So the story is going, my son was an aide, Ria told me, and he told someone else, he put his hand in. He had him, Parnassa. He put his hand in, and asked about a toothpick. He said, this now is not hot. So, if you want to show how you can put, one of the rabbis here, one of the yeshivas here in New York, 20-something years ago, had an experiment with his talmidim, and they went to the chem lab in the high school, and they heat up the water to a certain, exact amount, and who can be tough to put his hands in? So, the macho guys were able to put their hands into pretty hot water. So, but is that relevant? Was that irrelevant? How do you know? So those are our questions. Nichbeis and Soledis. We'll start with that, Mitzvah Shem, next time.